KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A with the band Vacationer from Philadelphia, who have a big day in Austin, big night really, Antones tonight, then a DJ set after that we'll find out more about. Third album is called Mindset, came out at the end of June. We're going to hear a live song from Vacationer, and then we'll get to talk to these guys and find out what they're up to. Heck, we'll do a couple of live songs all told, and we'll actually do a third that we'll post at our website. But up first, this one from Vacationer. It's called Entrance Live on KUTX. Was fantastic. The band is Vacationer, and the song Entrance from their new album Mindset. They've come here from Philadelphia. Well, they've been on the road for a while to play Antones tonight. And on drums, Ryan Zimmero. On the vibes and keys, Mike Mullen. Greg Altman was on guitar and backup vocal. And Ken Fasoli was on bass and singing. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You know, it's like the first cloudy day we've had here in weeks and weeks, and then you guys come in with this sunshine music. So it was a perfect compliment to this date. Ken, tell me about Mindset, because from what I understand, you know, there's a four-year gap in between records and a couple of false starts getting ready to make this album. How did you finally get it into gear?
Well, I guess I just scaled it back in terms of songwriting and in terms of my approach. I had a similar formula for the first two records where I was making beats with these guys and sort of fitting my own top line vocals and my bass lines and guitars to it. And I was having trouble doing that this time. So I wanted to scale things back and just learn the ropes as far as production. And I just took a long time to learn more about my equipment and sort of route my music room into this space where it could be just a very fluid drawing board where I didn't have to go up there and plug anything in. I would just know exactly how everything works and how to chop samples very quickly and how to then, if I needed to lay down a bass line or a vocal very quickly, I could just sort of move to a corner of the room. And just having that workflow really opened up a lot of enjoyment for me with the process. Whereas before, when I was just trying to like drill top lines, it just became a little bit too, a little bit too much
like
of it.
Work?
Yeah, or just like got into like a routine with it. And this broke my routine and just like freshened things up a lot.
So you deconstructed, you reconstructed, you spent some time with records that had production that you enjoyed and kind of studied them a bit?
Absolutely, yeah. Barry White was a big one. I mean, like the obvious ones like David Byrne and Brian Wilson, but Barry White was one that really cracked my head open into like this style of production that I think is so genius and maybe a little bit overlooked in terms of music history. I think that guy was just like really had a knack for putting strings to like pocket grooves. Like there's no one better that like maybe Curtis Mayfield was like on the level with him, but those two guys I think were so good at using like strings and harps with like pocket groove bass lines and drums, and that's sort of where my head is at.
You know, I love Curtis and I'm a big fan. I like Barry White growing up hearing him on the radio and the Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Oh my God, yeah.
But I have to pay more attention then. Tell me about the title, Mindset. Does that play into this process or did that come from a different place for the album?
Yeah, it's sort of all encompassing with, you know, it goes back to even the approach where I had to really sort of rewire my mindset for doing the music and just finding my joy again with doing it. And it's also with life too. I try to place reminders in the songs for me to keep my mind right and to put it in a good starting place. You know, because I find that when I sing songs over and over again, I start to be affected by the subject matter. So I wanted it to be like a positive influence on me and hopefully other people that experience it.
I'm feeling that. It's coming across. And there was a song I listened to, I think it was Being Here, and that was really kind of a healing song, and I enjoyed it. So I think it plays into what you were saying.
Thank you.
We're talking with Ken from Vacationer. He and the band tonight at Antones. They're in the midst of a nationwide tour. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about that I really found interesting is that there's a version of Mindset, a double vinyl album, and the second album is all instrumental versions of the songs.
Yeah.
Did you just take the vocals off or did you mess with it in any way?
No, it's just with no vocals. And so that's something that you'll see a lot in like hip hop culture. There will be records that come out, especially like these, some of the premier beat makers will put out a record that will feature a bunch of rappers, but then people like huge hip hop heads like me love having the instrumental record. So I'm glad that, you know, we're bringing that into what we do and
yeah.
Then people can, you know, because then if people want to mess around with the record and then sample our record, then they can have some fun with it.
And somewhat analogous is, you know, I like a lot of reggae music and I like the dub versions or when it just says version on it, you know, and it's not always necessarily the track itself. Sometimes it's messed with already. But so that we're talking about Mindset, the new Vacationer album. And so in the way we're talking kind of leads me to thinking about after the show at Antone's tonight, you're doing a DJ set, the band is?
Yeah, so today's going to be a pretty crazy day. We have a little pre-show hangout with them at Native Hostel, and then they're putting us up for the night, so we're going to drop a DJ set after our show at Antone's, pretty much heading straight over there around 12:30 until 2, be DJing some tunes.
Very nice. Native Hostel is where the guest DJ set will go down after the Antone's show by Philadelphia's Vacationer. They have a new album called Mindset, and we have another song live on KETX. Which one you got?
This song is called Turning.
From the mind of the dreaming, spilled enough to innovate. Frozen time on a painting, faded in a slow decay. Short life, get by, head to the wind. Think hard, get gone. On the wheel, oh, in come time, not shy, dues will be paid. Coming up, turning on, going home.
Mindset, indeed. That's the new album from Vacationer, and Turning is the song from it, performed live on KETX. The band's at Antone's tonight, and then guest DJing at Native Hostel after the Antone show. Perfect music for a summery day. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jody.
Appreciate it.
And if you can stick around, we'll do a third song, and we'll post them all on our website, KETX.org. And we'll have video, too, because our multimedia crew is here today, so credit where credit is due. Gabriel Perez, assisted by Hannah Edelman. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove, assisted by Jake Perlman. Our Studio 1A producer is Peter Babb. And you've been listening to Vacationer. Go see him tonight at Antone's. And on KETX, we continue by Always Ascending.